darn right it's you. Not the most common, most wouldn't choose it, but without you, I think I'd lose it, it's true. My favorite letter is you. First I get on my unicycle and roam across the universe. Then I'd land underneath the rainbow and I'd pick up the unicorn. And I'd pick up you. And if the sun's too hot, I've got an umbrella we can strip right down to our underwear. It could be our uniform, you, me, and the unicorn. And I'll play my ukulele for you. And I think you're unique too. Oh, my favorite letter in this whole wide world is you. Yes, it's you. You're darn right, it's you. Not the most common, most wouldn't choose it, but without you, I think I lose it, it's true. My favorite letter is you. Then we'll go visit my two uncles. Ulysses, he's the underdog. He likes to be tickled by a feather by his roommate Heather. And there's Uncle Kenny, he's so understanding. For Christmas he gave me umpteens of candy. He's gonna be famous too, huge in the urban streets of the Ukraine. And if I feel ugly, if I'm blue, I'll steal an unbelievable kiss from you. Oh, my favorite letter in this whole wide world. Yes, it's you. You don't write it, you. Not the most common, most wouldn't choose it, but without you, I think I'd lose it, it's true. My favorite letter is you. Oh, my favorite letter is you.
Überall, überall, wo die Maisjes sind, wo die Maisjes sind. Überall, überall, wo die Maisjes sind, da ist es schön.
Jawohl!
Wo ist es am schönsten auf der Welt, das wollen wir wissen. Am Honolulu-Strand, im Homonukenland. Wo ist es am schönsten auf der Welt, das wollen wir wissen. Wo schöne Mädchen sind, weiß jedes Kind. Überall, überall, wo die Maisjes sind, wo die Maisjes sind. Überall, überall, wo die Maisjes sind, da ist es schön.
Ja!
Überall, überall, wo die Maisjes sind, wo die Maisjes sind. Überall, überall, wo die Maisjes sind, da ist es schön. Wo ist es am schönsten auf der Welt, das wollen wir wissen. Am Titicacasee, im Kilimandscharo-Schnee. Wo ist es am schönsten auf der Welt, das wollen wir wissen. Wo schöne Mädchen sind, weiß jedes Kind. Überall, überall, wo die Maisjes sind, wo die Maisjes sind. Überall, überall, wo die Maisjes sind, da ist es schön. Überall, überall, wo die Maisjes sind, wo die Maisjes sind. Überall, überall, wo die Maisjes sind, da ist es schön. Wo die Maisjes sind, da ist es schön. Wo die Maisjes sind, da ist es schön.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10. 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
Dreaming I was falling out of the trees, tumbling down into the sky. It's cold, so cold, some time before dawn, searching for light and reaching round for my clothes. But we believe some more cold rise. The convoys roll into the coming daylight. Let it not be said that everything must die without some mark made of its passing. As if all the world should now hold its breath, that these are the days that we'll recall, the mask of faces and something to fight for. Down in the soul, you can let your anger burn crazy. Hey! Yo! Echo down towards the Kennet Canal, wood smoke sweet on the air. The yellow jackets stand there with a thick blue line, next to the woods in the fresh thin carpet of snow. Snell's more wood, chase and more road. Reddings, Capstan Hill, do now and don't go. Let it not be said that everything must die without some mark made of its passing. As if all the world should now hold its breath, that these are the days that we'll recall, the mask of faces and the something to fight for.
was still half dreaming, I was falling out of the trees, tumbling down into the sky. It's cold, so cold, some time before dawn, searching for light and reaching round for my clothes. Morse code rise, the convoys roll into the coming daylight. Can it not be said that everything must die without some mark made of its passing? As if all the world should now hold its breath, that these are the days that we'll recall, the mass rough face. Fight for all the lines drawn down in the soul. You can get your anger but crazy. Hey! Yo! Echo down towards the Kennet Canal, wood smoke sweet on the air. The yellow jacket stand there with a thick blue line, backs to the woods in the fresh thin carpet of snow. Snells more wood, chase and more road. Plains, cops, tired hills, do now and more go. And I'll be said that everything must die without some mark made of its passing. As if all the world should now hold its breath, and these are the days that we'll recall. Mass rough faces and there's something to fight for.
We're going to leave you with this song. All right, we'll see you again some other time. This is called Running Riot.
Show bother me when we're out on the street and making money for you.
you later. Thanks ever so much. See you again.
Once upon a star, far, far away past the moon and Mars and Jupiter, there were ghosts. They were different from the ghosts we know. Because they lived in outer space, the sounds they made were different. Their sighing was different. Their moaning was different. Their crying was different. And they were sad at Halloween because they had nothing to do. No houses to haunt like our ghosts. No people to scare. There was none. No tricks to play, except on each other. So, they decided to discover a real Halloween. They glided and soared into space as only ghosts can. They saw something big and red which caught their attention, and so they landed on Mars. But there were only Martians there who looked like monsters and sounded like machines. All kinds of machines. Big ones that squeaked and bubbled. And tooted and hummed. Small ones that blared and clattered. And whistled. And thumped.
Dum, 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 dum.
The ghosts tried to scare them. They clanged chains. They sneaked around and made ghostly sounds. They screeched. And they shrieked. But the Martians paid no attention. They were too busy being Martians and sounding like machines, squeaking and bubbling and whistling and thumping. Besides, how can you scare a monster except by being nice? Which the ghosts didn't know how to be anyway. So they decided to take off once again in search of houses to haunt and people to scare and tricks to play. They glided and soared into space as only ghosts can. Then, suddenly, they saw a spaceship coming from the moon. And filled with green cheese, rocks, and astronauts in spacesuits who looked a little bit like people. So, the ghosts thought they would follow along. Some of them hitched rides on the outside of the spaceship. And others rode moonbeams down. Soon they could see the people and the buildings, and soon they could hear the sounds of the earth. Kids playing, parents working and scolding. Cars in traffic.
Hey, buddy, will you watch where you're going?
And jack-o'-lanterns laughing because it was Halloween. The ghosts from outer space were happy. There were houses to haunt, and people to scare, and tricks to play. They made doors creak in the middle of the night like no doors ever creaked before. They made strange whistling noises outside windows as kids were going to sleep. They hid things that people needed and made things happen that nobody wanted to. But then a really strange thing happened. All the ghosts of the earth became very unhappy and started complaining on the TV news because now no one was paying any attention to them. They were getting lonely, which wasn't right or fair, and everyone was scared only of the ghosts from outer space, who were different from the ghosts we know and made sounds like no other ghosts. Send them back to their star where they belong, some of the angry ghosts said. There isn't enough business to go around. Put them in a space capsule and blast them off the face of Halloween. And they decided to do just that. But the ghosts from outer space may have overheard them, for they simply disappeared. They were nowhere to be seen. Maybe they were disturbed at the bad manners of the ghosts of the earth. Maybe they just got tired of parents scolding and cars in traffic and all the pollution all the time and just flew away. Later, someone said two boys had tied rockets to the tails of their sheets on Halloween. Or maybe they just came to look around and then went home to prepare for the people who would come to their star in spaceships from the Earth one day soon. Whatever really happened, all you could hear at the end of that Halloween were the jack-o'-lanterns of the Earth laughing and laughing. And the faraway sounds of the ghosts of outer space gliding and soaring on the other side of the moon and out among the stars.
Thank you. fear the fire of Babylon. Say Babylon, fire can burn Babylon, burn Babylon. Talk a chair in Babylon, not a chair up in a Babylon, not a chair all over. In a Babylon,
Thank you. Listening to Radio Valencia, the radio station most preferred by Sean Hayes.
We call the snake people to water the moon. Why count the day when you can count the light on a stone, the weight of a stone?
was crossing the snowfields in front of the Capitol building. It was Christmas, and I was alone. Strange city, strangers were friends, and I was broke. As the carillon sang its song, I dreamt of success. I would be the best. I would make my folks proud. I would be happy. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened. Yes, there are nods in my direction, clap of hands, a knowing smile. Still, I'm scared again.
I'm scared again.
I'm scared again. Foot slipped. Pebbles fall, and so did I. Almost. I'm high. On Yosemite. The big gray wall.
Fear of falling.
Where to put my foot next?
This failure.
I'm afraid I'm gonna fall.
We had one with the mountain.
I whispered in the air. Sleep. My head sways and eyes start awake. I'm there, not halfway between sleep and death, but looking into eyes wide open, trying to remember what I might have done, should have done. At my age, I need serenity. I need peace. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened. It hasn't happened.
In your eyes, I'll draw.